Chapter 2, Awareness Builder. So, the book has been born. It's there. The question is, why another book? What's the purpose of this book? Of transforming some thoughts into words? To me, this book is a way, just one of them, to express the purpose I see for myself in life. Some coaches, yes, I am one of them, like to talk about life purpose. Many spiritual teachers also talk about the reason for our existence. So, it's probably worthwhile to give it some thought. When exploring this with my clients, I talk about footprint, impact, and legacy. Here is some good news. You don't need to die to leave a legacy. So let's be lighthearted about it and take a closer look. Impact. There is no such thing as having no impact. Even before we were born, we had impact. During our lives, everything we do or not do, speaking or silent, when we are present or absent, it all has an impact. If we promote this to a fact, we'd rather be conscious about the impact we have. Footprint. In a way, in line with impact, yet it's different. Where impact is more about how we are, footprint is the mark we leave behind. Experienced trail hunters can not only tell by the footprint they find what kind of animal passed by, they can also tell a lot about when it was and how the animal was. Was it relaxed, in a hurry, or even wounded? They can read a complete story in the footprint they see. Well, our footprints tell our story. And it's up to us what the story is that we write. Legacy is what you leave behind for others to start creating from. Your output is their input. My longing for you is that at the end of the journey, you've written not only the complete story, but also the story you really like it to be. A story that you love to read to younger generations. A story that would fill your heart with joy when you read it. With this book, I want to leave you with more questions than answers. My longing is that my reflections get you wondering what that specific theme means to you. That you start looking for your answers. That you become more aware. Awareness comes with a certain responsibility, though. It forces you to choose. Will you choose to act in line with how you want your story to be, or not? It's simple. Act in line with it, and you'll be very pleased with the book of life you're writing. And the opposite is also true, I'm afraid. This is where I find my purpose. The footprint I want to leave behind. I see myself as an awareness builder who creates an army of positive change. I hope this book inspires you to make some positive changes through powerful choices. So, here again some listening suggestions. Listen, reflect, become aware, choose, act, be accountable. Choose consciously so you make your life happen instead of life is just happening to you. Please don't forget to listen to the reading instructions where you'll find some additional thoughts around these suggestions. Journaling questions, awareness builder. Where in my life am I longing for some change? What is the obstacle between my choices and my actions? How can holding myself accountable serve me?